Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and today Mishnah Yomi begins Gittin. Gittin is the plural of get, a divorce document. Interesting that the letters Gimel and Tet, spelling get, are never together in the Torah. They're letters of separation. Now, we're just coming out of Masechet Sota, and we saw in Sota there was a test if there was a possibility of adultery, but there were certain situations, rumors and the like, where they could not do the Sota test, but it would have been appropriate to give a get, a writ of divorce. So let's get into chapter 1 of Gittin, a mavi get, someone bringing a get. Now, first of all, this is interesting because the Torah states that the husband gives the wife a get, but hamevi means somebody else is bringing it. So we're going to see the husband can appoint an agent, a shaliach, a messenger to deliver the get on his behalf. And here it's memedinat hayam. He's bringing from overseas, from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tzarich shayomar, he has to make a declaration when he's giving the get in front of witnesses or in front of the local court. Befanai nichtav, it was written in front of me, befanai nechtam, and it was signed by witnesses in front of me. Now, why does the agent make this declaration? So Rabbah in the Gemara says, because not everybody outside of Israel is bakin lishma, knows the halacha, the rule that a get must be written lishma for the sake of the specific man and woman. Some people in Chutz La'aretz were under the mistaken impression that if the sofer wrote a get for practice and it happened to have the same names, or they found a get in the garbage and it had the right names, it had Reuven and Rachel in the right city, that you could recycle it and reuse a get that had been written for someone else. No, that would be lo lishma, that would not be valid. So according to Rabbah, having the shaliach, the messenger, make this declaration that it was written in front of him, lishma, kedasa kedin, in an appropriate way, that way we know that they complied with the halacha. Now Rava in the Gemara brings another reason, and he says, because you don't always have witnesses available, the witnesses who signed the get are not always available to validate the fact that they had signed the get. Because what would happen if the husband later claims, hey, that get was a forgery? Then in order to prove the get was real, you would have to bring in the witnesses who signed on the get when it was drafted. And of course, if it was drafted in Timbuktu or Constantinople, then it might be hard to get the witnesses to come to Yerushalayim and certify that they indeed signed on this get when it was written. So therefore, having the messenger say it was signed by kosher witnesses in front of me alleviates the problem that the validity of the get itself may be challenged later. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel adds, Afa mevi mina rekim u mina cheger. Even someone bring a get from Rekim and Cheger, these are towns just on the border of Eretz Yisrael. Since they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, we are concerned they might not know the halacha of Lishma, and they should, the messenger should make the statement. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he adds, Afilu mikfar ludim lelud. Even from the villages, the suburbs of Ludim into Lud proper. Now, geographically, what's going on is Lud proper is in Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Ludim is outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So you might have thought they know Lishma, there's no problems with getting witnesses. Even so, it's over the border, so lo plug, we make the messenger make the statement. The Chachamim Omrim, and the sages also add, Ein sarach sheyomar b'fanei nechtam, you don't have to make the statement, the messenger doesn't need to make the statement, it was written and signed in front of me, Ela hamevi medinat hayam v'hamolich. Only someone bringing it in from overseas, and also hamolich is someone bringing it out, bringing it out of Eretz Yisrael to a different country. So their concern is that just like it might be hard to get witnesses from Timbuktu to Yerushalayim, vice versa, to get the witnesses from Eretz Yisrael to Persia might be difficult. So it sounds like their concern echoes Rava in the Gemara. Now, Rabbah would tell you he agrees with Rava, but he also has the reason of Lishma, not just the reason that it's hard to get witnesses sometimes from overseas. And the Mishnah adds, Hamevi Medina Medina, someone bringing from one country to another country, but Medinat Hayam, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Tzarich Sheomer B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam. The Shliach has to make this declaration. I saw it written Lishma in front of me and signed correctly in front of me. Ben Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he adds, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. Now, hegmonia is like a hegemon, is a Greek word for a governor or a mayor. So even a city that had two different mayors, and these mayors didn't always allow free travel one to another, we would have the messenger make the declaration because maybe the mayors are going to crack down on their border policy and they're not going to let people go back and forth even to testify about a get. You know, you can think of West Berlin and East Berlin during the communist occupation. Now on to Mishnah Beitz, which continues at this theme. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, Merekim leMizrach, from Rekim to the east, Verekim kimizrach, and Rekim itself is included. These are like Chutz La'aretz, like outside of Eretz Yisrael. I have to make the statement. MeAshkelon leDerom, from Ashkelon, that's Ashkelon, to the south, VeAshkelon kaDerom. And Ashkelon is included as outside of Eretz Yisrael. MeAkko leTzfon, from Akko and to the north, VeAkko kaTzfon. And Akko is also considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Tosfos in the Gemara points out that Ashkelon and Akko were actually inside Eretz Yisrael, but they were far away from the center of population, the center of Torah learning. So there was concern they might not know the halacha of Lishma. It might be hard to get witnesses back and forth. Rabbi Meir Omer, finally the mission adds, Rabbi Meir explains, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. Akko has the same status as the rest of Eretz Yisrael legitin. Again, it's in Eretz Yisrael, according to Tosfos, but there was concern. Maybe they're not familiar. Maybe it's hard to get witnesses. Rabbi Meir says, it's fine. Baruch Hashem, in modern times, Ashkelon, of course, is in Eretz Yisrael, and they know the halacha, and Baruch Hashem, we can travel there, and Akko, same thing, maybe even Rekem. So Baruch Hashem, as Am Yisrael expands in Eretz Yisrael, we also need to expand our knowledge of Torah and Baruch Hashem every single day. In the Mishnah Yomi, we get to do just that. Yishar Koch Hachem.